You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's a new week here at Superhuman Radio, and Superhuman Radio Studio is officially a standing friendly workplace as I stand and do my show, because we know, get up, come on, whoever's listening to the show at your office, get up, wave to some coworkers, let them know that standing is a good thing for you. Okay, we have a great show planned. During the first hour, we're going to have Dr. Riley Enos talking about saturated fat. More on saturated fat. We talk a lot about saturated fat, and the science yet unfolds. We need to understand more about this. Those of us who are embracing the ancestral diet, there's more to the message, and as it continues. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Coach Dan John. He's got a new book out called Intervention for the Athlete and Trainer, and it's going to be an interesting discussion, I'm sure, so you'll want to stay tuned for that as well. Okay, Dr. Riley Enos, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Very good, very good. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about saturated fat. As you know, saturated fat is really all the rage today. Something that was pretty much cast out of the discussion back in the 70s, and the discussion then was that saturated fat is bad for you. But now all of a sudden we seem to see a lot of people taking an interest in saturated fat yet again. What do you think that's from? What's going on here?
Well, I think, as you mentioned, all this started from the 1960s and 1970s looking at cardiovascular disease, and a lot of epidemiological research showed that large increases in saturated fat would potentially lead to atherosclerosis or cardiovascular disease. But we're finding more and more that it's not just saturated fat, has a lot of, you know, important metabolic factors within the body. And when we look at specific saturated fatty acids, the chain length of the saturated fatty acid will greatly influence metabolism. And for instance, lauric acid, which is greatly found in coconut oil, is metabolized very quickly and can actually increase HDL cholesterol.
I know, and brain function. There's a lot of research out there with people who suffer from dementia that eating raw coconut oil seems to mitigate some of the symptoms of the disease.
And that's
so
very true.
You know, and I think it, and we're going to talk specifically about the study, but I think, you know, what I've been doing this show for almost 8 years now, and really it's always been science driven, but when I become a new disciple for critical thinking, and sometimes when critical thinking opposes science, I go with critical thinking. I think the problem lies in the fact that in processed foods, saturated fats find themselves in unfamiliar territory. When you eat foods that are naturally occurring that have a component of saturated fat, they have other things in there that sometimes mitigate the negative effects of saturated fat, or actually enhance the ability for saturated fat to be beneficial. But when you isolate saturated fats and stick them in a food that they were never designed to be in, that's where it kind of goes crazy, doesn't it?
That's very true. I mean, you have phytochemicals, phytoestrogens, you have a lot of naturally found flavonoids in foods, quercetin, that are naturally found antioxidants in these product, or, you know, these natural foods that can actually benefit health more so than, you know, hinder health. And when you talk about processed food, you know, we are isolating those saturated fatty acids, and more so than any other factor, we're getting a lot of longer chain saturated fatty acids that you don't necessarily find in natural foods such as coconut oil.
Right, right. And you know, Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation, we did a show probably about a year ago about saturated fat, and his contention was the problem with saturated fat is when it's taken in conjunction with simple sugars, you know, things that spike insulin, it oxidizes quickly and it becomes bad for you. And then when you think about it, if you go to nature, find a piece of fruit that has saturated fat in it.
Exactly.
So, you know, again, it comes back to what nature does. Okay, so let's talk about your study. Discuss this, the design of the study, first of all.
Okay, so what we did is we created three high-fat diets, okay? We wanted to somewhat mimic the standard American diet. So in terms of macronutrient breakdown, each of the three high-fat diets had 40% of total calories from fat, 13% total calories from protein, and then 47% total calories from carbohydrate. And what we did is within that 40% total calories of fat, we broke it down into one diet had 6% of total calories from saturated fat, the next diet had 12% total calories from saturated fat, and then the third high-fat diet had 24% of total calories from saturated fat.
Okay.
In addition, okay.
No, go ahead.
In addition, what we try to do is we try to control as much as possible other factors that can influence metabolism, such as the monounsaturated to polyunsaturated fat ratio, which is 2-to-1 ratio consistent across the diets, which is very similar to the standard American diet, which is about a 1.8-to-1 ratio. And also, we try to control the omega-6 to omega-3 ratio, which I think is a huge factor in terms of metabolism and inflammation. And the standard American diet is about 20-to-1 ratio, and technically, if we look back at ancestral diets, it's about a 1-to-1 ratio.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting because saturated fat clearly does have a pro-inflammatory response.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of research has been done in the past where one that comes to mind was a high-fat meal followed by a handful of walnuts. Actually mitigated the inflammatory response of the high fat meal. So when you add the unnatural uses of saturated fats as we see in processed foods today, and you take that in concert with the extreme reduction in availability of omega-3s and increase in omega-6s, you really have and I hate to keep using the perfect storm analogy, but you really do have a perfect storm for inflammation, don't you?
You do, 100%. A lot of research is gearing towards saturated fats because they have been shown to be pro-inflammatory. But this is in vitro studies, which are basically isolating cells and looking at how saturated fats influence inflammation. You know, when we isolate these saturated fats, they lead to inflammation, you know, strong inflammatory response. But when we get into a whole metabolic system where we have a lot of different players, it seems that saturated fat can be beneficial, especially when we talk about the omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. I think that's a huge, proponent of all this inflammatory diseases, is that we can mitigate anything that is going wrong with the saturated fat by controlling this omega-6 to omega-3 ratio.
Yeah, and you know, there's a humorous fellow over in the UK who proposed that statin drugs should be given out with every fast food meal. And I would fire back at him that how about some fish oil capsules instead?
I agree. I think fish oil, I mean, I think this is one of the biggest issues that I think is one of the most important supplements if we're not getting it in our diet, because there are so many benefits with fish oil, and the fact that Americans in general, or just the world population in general, doesn't get enough, you know, polyunsaturated omega-3. And we're not just talking about the short-chain polyunsaturated fatty acids. We're talking, you know, EPA and DHA, which are highly anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, and you know, and we're going into a break, and when we come out, we're gonna expose what actually was discovered in your study. But mm-hmm. The other thing that needs to be added to the discussion is natural diets for animals. We know that cows that are both raised and finished on grass that never have corn, grain or soy introduced into their diet, their fat in their body is that same ratio of omega-3 to omega-6 that we see in salmon.
Yeah.
But as soon as you feed cows an unnatural diet of grains and corns and soy, that omega-3 to omega-6 ratio becomes what is considered the normal standard in the United States, which is like 1 to 26 omega-3 to omega-6. And so we're not getting, I mean, I'm not here telling people that they should take fish oil. I'm telling people they need to get more omega-3s in their diet, however they choose to do it. Now, fish oil is a very, very effective way to get it. We know that the phospholipid delivery system that is naturally occurring has some amazing value. But if you're not a fish oil person, then eat more grass-fed beef and eat more salmon and eat more fatty fishes that are raised naturally, not in a farm, because, you know, they're being fed things in farms that they wouldn't come in contact with in nature. And people gobble up this whole organic diet. Well, these animals are eating organic diet. Well, guess what? Chickens don't eat organic diets, and they don't eat vegetarian diets. Chickens don't eat vegetarian diets. They eat worms. You know what I mean? They eat lots of things. So anyway, this, the adherence to a natural diet for the animals that we feed on is another component in this discussion when we talk about omega-3s to omega-6. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with Dr. Enos. The discussion is going to unfold, and it's an important one because it also crosses the insulin resistance barrier as well. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother.
She will never let your spirits die. People who are looking for performance and health benefits, turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-Hour Delivery Multivitamin Patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce Multivitamin Patch banner ad today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay. Let's get up. Good morning. This is Devo.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Riley Enos. We're talking about saturated fat and its effect on the body. in different ratios that emulate the American diet. Okay, so 6, 12, and 24% of the energy intake was gained from saturated fat. What did you find out?
Very, very interesting, actually. Well, let me just tell you what we expected to find. We expected to find a dose response in the sense that the greater the saturated fat in the diet, the more inflammation, the worse the insulin resistance, the greater the adiposity, etc. This is actually, we did not find this. Actually, of interest was the fact that the 24% saturated fat diet actually led to a less degree of inflammation, smaller fat cell size, less total body fat, less insulin resistance. And in terms of metabolism, it seemed to have that this 24% saturated fat diet improved or did not lead to a as worse a metabolism as the 6 and 12% saturated fat diet.
In fact, I was actually astonished at this because I said that to you before. I expect to see a dose dependent response to this, you know, good, better, best, or, you know, bad, worst, you know, catastrophic. And I was startled. I was like, and so the reality is that it was almost like the 12% diet was like a sweet spot for the bad things that can happen from, saturated fat. Were you guys able to figure out, like, why is that?
Okay. So obviously it's very complex, but let me just tell you how we tried to design this study. If you look at a lot of research today, you know, it's very hard to control, obviously, nutrient intake, and many people use single fat sources, you know, as their sole source of fat. We tried as much as possible to get as many fat sources as we could. So we used various oils to in the ingredient composition of each diet.
Right.
When we did that, we manipulated, obviously, the percentage of the chains of each saturated fat.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the 24% saturated fat diet has 12% of total calories from medium chain saturated fatty acids. We were unable to control for, you know, the chain length of each saturated fat within each diet.
Right.
When we controlled for, you know, the ratio of polyunsaturated to monounsaturated and the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3. So what ended up happening is that 24% saturated fat diet ended up having more medium chain fatty acids. And as we alluded to before, the big ingredient in this 24% saturated fat diet was coconut oil.
Right.
And it's well known, as you are aware, that coconut oil, these medium chain saturated fatty acids, they can be quickly metabolized. Obviously, once you consume them in the body, they can go directly to the liver to be metabolized, whereas longer chain saturated fatty acids don't travel to the liver. Also, when these saturated fatty acids, these short medium chain saturated fatty acids get to, you know, the muscle or adipose tissue, they can actually, they don't need a transporter to get into the mitochondria to be metabolized. They can go right in and be metabolized very quickly. So one of our hypotheses, and obviously we haven't tested this yet, but it's likely, and it's obviously a possibility, that the greater percentage of medium chain saturated fatty acids in the 24% saturated fat diet led to an improved total cholesterol to HDL-C ratio. You know, did not lead to insulin resistance, led to a lesser degree of insulin resistance, and led to a smaller degree of adiposity simply due to the fact that these medium chain fatty acids were being metabolized.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is the common wisdom today. I mean, I have a large number of people in my audience who are going to shake their head right now, but I mean, agreeing with what I'm about to say, I mean, but personally, I eat coconut oil right out of the tub 2 or 3 times a day. First thing in the morning. In fact, the first thing to hit my pristine fasted stomach is probably the equivalent of 2 to 3 tablespoons of coconut oil in a hunk. And because for a variety of reasons, but it wakes me up. I've actually weaned myself off of coffee in the morning. And so we know that, MMA fighters who are trying to make weight, I watched a guy this weekend, amazing, 14 pounds in 4 days, Dr. Enos. He lost 14 pounds in 4 days, obviously training, you know, a chronic training, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, but on nothing but protein and saturated fats from coconut oil and minimal amounts of carbohydrates. And he still had all the energy he needed to do his 5, 6, 7, 8 hours of work every single day. And so the coconut oil is an amazing thing. I'm going off on coconut oil, but here's the message here. We have been guilty of, and I say we, the medical orthodoxy has been guilty of lumping things together. Fats are fats. Proteins are proteins. You know, hormones are hormones. And, you know, and clearly it is much more specific than this. So much more specific. And it's impossible for researchers in this day and age to ignore the fact that when they're doing this type of research, they must identify and make reference to and be responsible for the outcome of all these different fractions of whatever it is that they're studying now.
That's I couldn't agree with you more. I think if you look at epidemiological research, you know, the jury is still out. We do not know exactly how. I mean, obviously there's increased risk to some extent of cardiovascular disease with saturated fat intake. Again, that's epidemiological research where you can't control for a lot of other factors,
right,
like physical activity and other, you know, nutrient intake.
Right.
But it's pretty much well known that when we look at lauric acid, for example, lauric acid is known to increase HDL cholesterol, which is obviously very beneficial. So when we, as you said, when you isolate these specific fatty acids, these specific saturated fatty acids, I think you're going to have different responses. And the American Heart Association and a lot of other bodies, it's true. You know, just, you know, the general guideline is to decrease saturated fat to about 7% of total caloric intake. But there is no specific guideline and, you know, what chain length these saturated fatty acids can be. And it's obvious that different fatty acids can influence metabolism and inflammation different ways.
Yeah, another one that needs to be paid attention to is stearic acid, in my opinion. And that's another one that, you know, people are just starting to talk about. They're just starting to reference. But it's another one that's equally important in this discussion.
Yep.
Let's talk about the individual animals in these groups. The 12%, which was the 6%, which was the lowest intake. What was seen in this group that kind of, you know, jumped out at you? Like, wow, we didn't expect that.
Well, I guess, okay, so if we compare the 6% to all three high-fat diets, I guess the interesting point of this is that in terms of inflammation, by far the 12% produced the greatest inflammation. Interestingly, the 6% and 24% produce similar levels of inflammation, so a little bit less than the 12%.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes to point, and the 12% diet also had more long chain saturated fatty acids, and we haven't even touched on the fact that you know, the 6% also had more omega-6 fatty acids in the diet, which has also been, there's evidence, more and more evidence coming out, these omega-6 fatty acids are, you know, pro-inflammatory just because of how they are metabolized, and arachidonic acid, how it can produce eicosanoids and lead to inflammation. So we didn't expect the 6% to have, you know, a poor insulin resistance more so than the 24% diet. But it looks like if we were to, you know, go 1, 2, 3, the worst diet was by far the 12%, then the 6%,
right,
then the 24%.
Now, were these ad lib diet, were these animals able to eat as much as they want as long as these ratios were stuck to?
Yeah, so the way it is the food comes in pallets, the ratio is set, everything is ready to roll. All they have to do is they just eat. They're free to eat as much as they want, when they want. They're free to eat completely. So there's no control at all about how much food they intake. They're free to eat.
Because the other thing would be interesting would be to look at the actual energy intake of each of these diets, because the higher omega-6 intake, Dr. Joseph Hiblin has pointed out, it's the conversion to arachidonic acid also is an endocannabinoid and may produce some of the same hunger/satiety effects on the brain that well-known cannabinoids like marijuana, THC, do. and actually cause this hunger phase where you eat and then you want to eat more and, you know, quote unquote, the munchies. And so it would be interesting. Was there, did you look at this, these three groups and go, wow, the ones that were eating lower fat, they consumed a larger volume of food overall?
So unfortunately, because of the housing of these animals, they were, you know, housed on, you know, three to five per cage.
Yeah, yeah.
So in a sense that we couldn't control directly for food intake. But in general, we did not see any significant difference in food intake between the cages.
Okay.
So which leads us to believe that another factor is the fact that, you know, if they're eating relatively the same amount of food, obviously this food is being processed differently in each one of these animals' bodies. You know?
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. It really does. Okay, so taking back into account the omega-3 fatty acids, will your group be now looking at the introduction of higher omega-3 intake and how it may mitigate some of the effects of the, let's say, 12% diet?
That's actually our next step. And Dr. Angela Murphy, who is in charge of this lab, the lab that I work in, is she's great because she's coming up with these great ideas, which are hopefully going to obviously have a huge impact or lead to, you know, changes in or different ideas of what the American diet, you know, how we consume and the percentage of omega-6 to omega-3. But yes, the next idea is we're going to take this 12% saturated fat diet. And what we want to do is we want to manipulate this omega-6 to omega-3 ratio, do a dose response in the sense that, okay, we take this diet that leads to the most, that led to the most obesity and the most metabolic issues. Now let's look at the different ratio of the omega-6 to omega-3. So we're going to have a dose response where it's a 20 to 1 ratio, a 10 to 1 ratio, a 5 to 1 ratio,
right,
and so forth to see. And I mean, we hypothesize that obviously the better the ratio, you know, we're going to hopefully see a lot of changes in metabolism and inflammation and so forth.
Yes, and we want to talk about that a little bit when we come back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more questions for Dr. Enos. It's an important discussion. The discussion continues on saturated fat. Good, bad, indifferent, wherever you stand in this discussion, we need to understand to a greater degree how fats affect our body. Because it can't be that fat is bad for us if we have used fat for thousands and thousands of years. But what has changed? That is what we need to learn here. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Never had a desire for shiny suits. Big up my Midland, up move troops. Any place, my face, covers up, blue hair.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to
change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Multivitamin Patch banner ad today. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Showtime. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Can you tell I'm out of breath? I did bodyweight squats the entire commercial break. What were you doing? Were you sitting there at your desk listening? Okay. Later in the show, Coach Dan John joins us. I was the one who called him the Mark Twain of physical culture because he intertwines the training methodology and ideals that you can live by into his books. It's going to be a great discussion, so you don't want to miss that. Right now, we're talking with Dr. Riley Enos. We're talking about saturated fat. Dr. Enos, amongst those of us who have experimented with ketogenic-style diets or high-fat, high-protein diets, which Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale wrote a book 20 years ago called The Anabolic Diet, which was based on a high-protein, high-fat model that was really the brainchild of Stefansson, who lived with the Inuits, really, more than anything else, when looking at the ability to stay lean, build muscle, have energy. And a lot of these individuals who have spent their careers studying the high-protein, high-fat diet, their contention is that there is a tipping point where substrate utilization kind of shifts. Could that be part of the equation on why the 6% diet and the 24% diet seem to outperform the 12% diet? Because the 12% diet was in that limbo of substrate utilization?
Well, it's a possibility. I think when you look at, when you're talking about ketogenic diets, I mean, you're really looking at, in the case of these diets, you're really looking at the influence of carbohydrates. Because these diets, for example, had, you know, very high glycemic index carbohydrates in these diets.
The ones that the rats were fed?
Yeah, exactly.
The really?
Ones they were high glycemic. So I think when we talk about ketogenic diets and we talk about the standard American diet, we're talking about the influence of the macronutrient distribution of the diets. Because, for example, although we're looking at fat in these diets, most people, when they consume a high-fat diet, you know, they're also consuming high glycemic carbohydrates at the same time. You know, most people that eat processed food, it's fat comes with those, you know, carbohydrates,
right,
which raise, you know, your glucose levels, cause insulin resistance, so it's a double whammy. You know, no one sits down and carefully picks their diet and says, we're gonna have, you know, a high, omega-3 rich diet, we're gonna watch what fat sources we consume, and then go out and drink, you know, Coca-Cola all day. I mean, obviously there's an influence of the macronutrient distribution. It's not just fat, it's the influence of fat, protein, and carbohydrates. And I think that we need, I mean, this is my opinion, obviously, but we need to as a society, I think replacing obviously these carbohydrates with more fiber-rich natural sources, as well as increasing the percentage of protein in our diets. And I'm not talking about going and having a McDonald's fast food to increase protein.
Yeah, right.
I'm talking about lean sources, natural sources of protein, which can replace some of these, you know, higher glycemic carbohydrates, these processed foods, you know, which can be very beneficial. Not to mention, you can have, you know, a salmon, which is very rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which also provides a lot of protein, which is known to increase, you know, it takes a lot of energy, the thermic effect of feeding. It takes a lot of energy to break down that protein, which is going to improve or increase your metabolism, which is not going to increase adiposity. So it's the combination of making smart food choices, omega-3 fatty acids, low glycemic index carbohydrates, and then I think a higher protein diet. I mean, there's evidence also that a high protein diet increases satiety. You know, you're less likely to eat more. So I think all these factors go into it, but I think we kill ourselves as American because we eat high fat foods with high glycemic index carbohydrates. And we know that when we have high glycemic index carbohydrates, what do? We eat more.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the problem. I mean, we're just killing ourselves because of the fact that when we eat too much fast food, that's what we're having. We're having, you know, our Big Mac and our soda as well.
Talk about insulin resistance for a second in these three different groups. But what mechanism does a saturated fat supposedly increase insulin resistance, decrease insulin sensitivity on a cellular level?
Okay, on a cellular level, so a lot of research recently has been given toward, or a lot of attention has been given toward toll-like receptors. And toll-like receptors are ubiquitously expressed throughout the body. And these saturated fatty acids can actually bind to these toll-like receptors, leading to an inflammatory response. And these toll-like receptors are cell surface receptors. So when these toll-like receptors, or these saturated fatty acids, bind to these toll-like receptors, it leads to inflammation, which can cause insulin resistance. That's one mechanism in which it's believed that, or it's been shown that saturated fatty acids can lead to insulin resistance. Another possible mechanism is the fact that these longer-chain saturated fatty acids compared to polyunsaturated fatty acids are harder to metabolize. Therefore, they're more likely to be stored as adipose tissue. So if we consume more long-chain saturated fatty acids, which would essentially lead to more obesity or a greater adiposity, this in itself, this adiposity can influence insulin resistance. Just because, you know, glucose metabolism, you don't have just the insulin receptor just is not recognizing insulin, or the GLUT4 receptors aren't being transferred properly.
Right, exactly.
But I think more than anything, a lot of research now is going to these toll-like receptors and how a paper just came out in our MSSE where they showed that during exercise, when you exercise, a lot of the inflammation, some of the inflammation induced by exercise is the fact that you get lipolysis. Obviously, you get fat breakdown when you mm-hmm. exercise. Mm-hmm. And these saturated fatty acids, or these fatty acids can be released into the blood and bind to these toll-like receptors to induce inflammation. Now, obviously, you need inflammation for muscle growth and muscle repair. It's a very important part of muscle regeneration. But we're a long way from understanding how individual fatty acids can influence the toll-like receptor pathway, leading to inflammation and promoting insulin resistance.
Interesting. You know, I read a study not too long ago about shift workers and eating at night when the body thinks it should be sleeping suppresses the release of omega-3 fatty acids from fat cells during the daytime. And that is that actually creates a dissynchronization of the suprachiasmatic nuclei and the individual clocks, cell clocks. And so the takeaway I got from that is that people who are shift workers should absolutely be taking omega-3 fatty acids during the waking periods of the daytime to try to make up for what the body seems to not be doing on its own any longer. You know, and again, that's why I keep coming back to like critical thinking. When we look at, like my good friend Adele Musa, who's a contributor to the show, just published a blog post moments ago that actually contributes to this discussion in one way or another. His website is subversity.com, and he just posted a blog post that says DHA blunts the negative side effects of conjugated linoleic acid without hampering the benefits of CLA on fat loss. And interestingly enough, this is naturally occurring in grass-fed dairy and grass-fed cows and in salmon and things like that, where you find omega-3s along with CLA. But when you go to the factory-farmed fish and animals, you don't find as much of the omega-3s. And in beef, you don't find hardly any to offset the effects of the CLA. It's really amazing.
I agree. You know, people, you have to realize, it's obviously very evident that DHA and these long-chain omega-3 fatty acids, they're a huge component of brain tissue. They're obviously a very important part of the phospholipid bilayer. And it's not just structural importance, but obviously the metabolites of these omega-3 fatty acids are totally anti-inflammatory, anti-carcinogenic, and so forth. But it's very important that people realize that consuming these, you know, long-chain omega-3 fatty acids or just omega-3 fatty acids in general, I mean, your body is constantly turning over. Your cells are always dying and new cells are forming. So obviously, your brain tissue is constantly being renewed with fatty acids, and it's been shown that just consuming more omega-3 fatty acids can, you know, increase the percentage of DHA and EPA in the brain. So all these neural tissues functioning, these are all important roles that are influenced, or important factors that are influenced by fatty acids in the diet we consume. I mean, people don't realize that if you look at the education system and a lot of other factors, I mean, what do you do on a daily basis? There's no doubt you're going to eat every single day. That's a fact.
Right.
And what we put in our body truly is medicine. And I think that people need to sit down and make a conscious effort and a conscious decision that what they're putting into their body is definitely going to influence their mood, how they feel. Obviously, you know, their adiposity, inflammation, all these factors over time will build up.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, you guys looked at macrophage behavior also. The macrophage is part of the immune system, right? Isn't it like the cleanup crew that carries away metabolic waste? Is that right? Am I off base on that?
No, that's right. It's a phagocytic cell. So basically, it's going to come in, and in most cases, it's going to take up necrotic tissue. It's a macro, meaning large, and phagocytic macrophage, meaning that it's going to eat up debris, essentially. And if we go into the biology behind it, you have different types of macrophages, so different macrophage phenotypes. You have pro-inflammatory and anti-inflammatory macrophages.
Mm-hmm.
And we show in this specific case, in the three diets that we looked at, the high-fat 12% saturated fat diet led to the greatest infiltration. So what happens is we get these adipocytes. So when we eat and we start consuming a lot of excess energy, we don't burn it off, our fat tissue grows. When it becomes to the point where these adipocyte or these fat tissue cells can't grow anymore, we actually increase the number of cells.
Right.
But what happens is actually these adipocytes, they, when they become too large, too inflamed, they will actually die.
Mm.
And what happens is these macrophages come in, and it's called, they form a crown-like structure because it looks like a crown, but essentially they surround the adipocyte. It's a main site of inflammation, and they essentially just eat up the cellular debris left by the adipocyte.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good sign, or it's a good sign for researchers, because it's obviously that there's inflammation there, but it's a bad sign if you have macrophage infiltration, especially if they're pro-inflammatory, because it means you obviously have dysfunctional adipose tissue. And they've shown this in humans, especially, you know, in obese individuals or people that are overweight, you get macrophage infiltration, and it's largely believed that this macrophage infiltration is one of the main players in the large inflammatory process going into the adipose tissue.
Okay. So they're kind of like cellular maggots, they sound like, huh?
Pretty much. They come from the bloodstream and come cytokines or inflammatory signals are released into the bloodstream, and these macrophages, there's macrophages that are resident in the adipose tissue, but also macrophages that are coming in from other parts of the body that will come in through the bloodstream, differentiate, and obviously play a large part in the inflammatory process, and has been shown to cause insulin resistance.
Okay. Oh, really? So that plays back into the IR process as well. Okay,
yeah.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the interview. I'd like to get what you hope people take away from this research. And we're talking right now with Dr. Riley Enos about the effects of a high saturated fat diet. It's not as clear as we think it is, but clearly it's also not what we thought it was. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Our Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advanced or Gage Lean MRP, or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You're just moments away from the wisdom of Coach Dan John as we discuss his new book, Intervention. We are talking to Dr. Riley Enos. We're talking about saturated fat. So, It's hard to kind of, what do you hope people take away from this study, Dr. Yuma?
It's a great question. I know one thing I don't want them to take away from this is I don't want people to read this and think that they can eat a 24% saturated high-fat diet and, you know, they're going to have less insulin resistance, improved metabolic profile compared to someone that eats a 12% saturated fat diet. What I do want people to realize, or I want this, there obviously needs to be future research, because one of the main goals that we decided with this study is we wanted to look at, you know, there's a lot of, it's very debatable today in the research world and in the health world, you know, whether saturated fat is bad or whether it's good, or we just don't have enough evidence to say one or the other. So with this, if we look at this specific research or the results of this study, it clearly shows that the content of the high-fat diet, the content of the saturated fat, can greatly influence all these factors, adiposity, metabolism, insulin resistance, inflammation, and so forth. So more studies, more research needs to be designed at looking at specific fatty acids and how they influence these processes, and to really examine, you know, is saturated fat really that bad? Because obviously not all saturated fat, not all fatty acids are exactly the same. They have different roles in the body. So obviously that each fatty acid, because of their different role, is going to influence metabolism in a different way.
Absolutely. When do you think that next study will be out where you look at the different fractions of omega-3 and the role that they play?
The goal is to have it within a year. We should happily. So maybe about this time next year, hopefully that's when we would have that completed.
What about you yourself? Do you eat saturated fat in your diet? Do you stay away from it?
I do eat saturated fat. Well, okay. So I eat, if I have saturated fat, I'll have some coconut oil, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But, I do not eat, a very high fat diet to begin with. And I think that's another very interesting area of research is, you know, I'm probably about a 20-25%, or even less, percentage of total fat in my diet. And I would say majority of that fat is from natural foods, omega-3 fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
I try to stay away as much as possible from processed foods, obviously, and, pro-inflammatory omega-6 fatty acids. But if I do have saturated fat, it's definitely from coconut oil, and I use that actually more than I do olive oil.
Oh, for cooking and stuff like that.
Yeah. I use it for cooking.
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic for cooking. I mean, it's good for so many different things. It's great to rub on your skin too. I've got a found fondness for it after a shower. I rub it all over my body, and it disappears pretty quickly, and your skin gets softer and softer the more you use it. So it's really amazing. People like Dr. Lauren Cordain, who wrote the Paleo Diet many years ago. There's so many people out there who advocate, you know, healthy levels of fat in the diet. Healthy, obviously, is a subjective term,
right,
depending on who you ask. But clearly, if we've learned anything in the past, well, since the 70s, let's say, it is that removing fat from the diet does not appear to have any effect on heart disease. There are just as many people on what they consider, well, you know, and I hear this all the time. You know, I eat very low fat, but they eat high carbohydrates, high grains.
Yeah.
They eat other things that are pro-inflammatory, yeah, and they still end up with heart disease. So there's more to this. But here's the problem. We're sitting here waiting for science to unfold, hopefully in our lifetime, right? In the meantime, we have to make sensible decisions. And that's why I say, look back at your ancestors. Look at the region of the world that you came from. How much fat was in their diet and what kind of fats were in their diet?
Yeah, you're going to look at completely natural sources of fat. I mean, exactly as you alluded to earlier in this conversation, cows, you know, all these natural animals were eating grass, okay? And this grass was incorporated in their body. They're eating, you know, short chain omega-3 fatty acids are naturally found in, you know, vegetables, spinach, etc. And obviously this is being incorporated into the animal, and so you're eating, you know, animals that have a higher percentage of omega-3 fatty acids. I totally agree. If we go back more, you know, if you, I mean, this sounds, you know, very trivial, but it's very true. Eating, you know, natural fruits and vegetables, because not only do they, you know, it's, do they have fiber, but they have so many other, you know, flavanols, phytoestrogens, anti-carcinogenic,
components,
molecules.
Right.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that when we stay away from these and go to more processed food, we're in trouble. I mean, if we stay with a natural diet, I think that you don't really have to worry as much about macronutrient composition, because you're eating so many other micronutrients and other anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, you know, components that are going to benefit your health anyway.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. This is really great work that you're doing, because while it may not give, you know, clear prescriptive advice on what people should do and how they should do it, it at least causes a discussion that has not happened in a long time, a discussion about saturated fat that says, well, wait a minute, maybe it's not as bad as we thought it was. Maybe Dr. Keyes, he didn't have everything together back then when he was looking at those small populations and saying, well, those who ate high saturated fat had higher cholesterol and therefore high heart disease. Maybe there's more to this. It always is. And, you know, in the words and of Dr. Lauren Cordain, he was the first one to come on the show and say this, and I've used it ever since. And that is, when we look at epidemiology, we have to be careful. Because yes, according to the epidemiologists, fire trucks cause fires because they're always there at the site of a fire.
Right.
So, you know, there's more to this. Epidemiology can point us in a direction, but then mapping the ground is what is the next step. And there's more discussion to be had about saturated fat. I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today, Dr. Enos.
Thank you for having me. And I just, one quick thing.
Yes, please.
If you look at, you know, tropical populations, you know, they have, again, going back to the coconut oil, they consume a lot of saturated fat.
Right.
And they actually have a lot of, you know, obviously it's epidemiological and there's other factors that can influence heart disease, but in a lot of tropical populations, you don't see a lot of increased risk of heart disease. And they're consuming a lot of saturated fat on a daily basis.
But they're doing it in the context of they are also living more natural lives. And I don't mean when we look at island communities like Hawaii, we have two groups of people there. You have the people who've been indoctrinated into the Western diet,
yes,
and the quite often are obese and insulin resistant. And that's because,
yep,
these are genetically gifted people. They're very highly evolved. They were evolved to live through famines. So when you put them on these high, hollow caloric, high glycemic index diets, they do exactly what the efficient body would do, make fat as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. But now you have the other groups there that are adhering to more traditional lives. They're very active. They're up and they're around and they're moving. And then in that context, and that's why I even wrote a blog post a couple of years ago saying maybe the real magic in the French paradox is not how they eat, but the fact that they walk to and from the restaurant every day. You know, we don't move enough in this country. That's why I've got more and more people sending me pictures of their homemade workstations where they can stand now. We're saying, look, you need to stand more during work. Get up and walk. I walk before the show. I walk after the show. I'm doing body weight squats during the show. Now, that doesn't mean I do that all day long, but I make a concerted effort to be active when the general consensus is to be inactive for 7 to 8 hours a day. And in that context, maybe saturated fat is bad because you're not doing the work. The body goes, we don't really need this highly calorically dense food right now because we don't do anything all day. So let's do this with it. And that is counterproductive for the body.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. I think you're exactly on the right track.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're saying.
Okay. Listen, I want to have you back on in a year when you have this new research. I'm excited. Okay. I can't wait. Thank you, Dr. Enos.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have we'll have Coach Dan John on, and we will be talking about his new book, Intervention. It's going to be a lively discussion. I promise you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yes, yes,
that's a go.
Breakdown, baby.
Lower the pep
peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Ragish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. My next guest has been on the show before. Many of you have asked for him to come back. In fact, I got some Facebook messages saying, hey, you should have Coach Dan John back on about his new book called Interventions, and we had already booked him. So we know the timing is right. Coach Dan John is the Mark Twain of physical culture because he takes training methodology and interweaves it with lifelong lessons and ideals. And it's more than just about getting stronger or staying strong or healing yourself. What you learn from Coach Dan John can infiltrate every area of your life. Welcome back to the show, Coach John. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks again. The last time, every time we've done this has been kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And this new book, what inspired this?
Oh, well, it's a funny thing. You know, I work, okay, so I have interns work with me and they'll, they sit around, and you know, you sit around the office, they answer the phone, and you start to chat, blah, blah, blah. And one of my interns one day says to me, he goes, "How do you do it?" I go, "What?" He goes, "I've listened to you answer the phone, and I recognize most of the stuff, but then all of a sudden I hear something. It's like, where did that come from?" And so, and he goes, "What do you do?" And I thought, oh boy. So it's been a four-year process of me kind of, I don't know, what we call reverse engineering my brain to tell people how. So if I'm having a conversation with you on the phone and you have a certain goal set, you know, my mind kind of locks down into certain places. Okay, you need that. And then it's, how old are you? Okay, you need, okay, so that's important. And you need, okay, and that, okay. And so by the time I answer how I can help you, I have kind of been pushing away all these other things you can do, and my brain has been kind of laser beaming on the stuff that you need for
right.
the goal you told me you want to get. And it sounds so simple, and actually, by the time I got done with the process, I hate to say it, but I kind of ruined it. I used to be like a magician, you know, or something.
Yeah, right.
Like that.
Then they were
you
able. Know, they looked behind the curtain and they saw the wizard at work, right?
Yeah, a little short guy in green is standing behind the curtain. It's very, very disappointing. Your audience is going to be extremely disappointed at the end of this. It'd be like, "That's it? I thought."
Well, no, this is actually the continuation of a discussion that started on this show some time ago. I have a feeling that you and I are around the same age, if I recall. I'm 54 now. And,
just a child, yeah.
Okay. And then thank you, Dan. I'm coming to a point in my life where I'm starting to ask myself, what is the end point of the things that I'm doing? So,
yeah.
For instance, like I ramped my training up to the point where I started to literally grind myself into bone dust. And I thought to myself, what is my end point here? Is my end point to get stronger, or is my end point to see how long it will take me for me to destroy my body? Because that's what it looked like I was doing. And I don't think, and you know, I hearken back to a saying that you invoked on this show a few years ago, and my audience once in a while throws around. You know, Coach Dan John said, "The goal is to keep the goal the goal." And I think that's very insightful for most people who have a goal. But the problem is most of us don't even have a goal. We go in, we know we want to bench. Isn't that part of the genesis of this book? Isn't chapter one point A to point B? People don't think about point B. They just talk about leaving point A and that's it.
But here's the problem. See, this is why this is important. And I'm glad you brought that up because, see, most of the people I work with my whole career know exactly, I mean literally, exactly what they want to do. Olympic team, NFL, I mean those, you know, Major League Baseball, blah, blah, blah. You know, three more seasons, five more years, whatever. And so what you need to do is somebody who has clarity on point B, your job is point A. You want to play three more years? And then what I can do is I can literally walk through them and go, okay, here's a gap in your training right now. You used to meet this standard easily. Now you're, let's fix. So it's pretty easy. I mean, really, it's just assessment. Okay, you're here. Hey, you know what? We can fix this literally in 2 weeks. We can fix this problem in about 5 weeks. Oh, look at that. That's something we just need to make sure we don't forget about. You see what I'm saying? It becomes formulaic with an elite athlete.
Right.
It really does. It just becomes. Now, having said that, most people know exactly what their point A is. And here's the problem, Carl, is that their point B, you know, it's like that. Okay. I'll just use Kim Kardashian because I always use her. But she is on covers of magazines literally every week.
Right.
She's always doing these new diets. And so for many women, for example, their point B is look like Kim Kardashian. Well, that's insanity. Or Demi Moore in Striptease, where she had $150,000 of plastic surgery to prepare for that role.
Right.
And so what happens is with most of the people I deal with now is I try to give them as realistic point Bs as I can.
Yes.
Now listen, that doesn't mean that you have this long-term, you know, I want to live as well as I can, as long as I can. Hey, that's my point Z, okay? But you know what? To get to Z, I'm about M right now. I need to make sure, like you just said, we can't wear our joints down to grindy bone dust. We got to be real careful about, I mean, I don't know how many more surgeries you have in you, but I'm kind of getting to the point where I have maybe another surgery, but I'm not sure I have another recovery in me.
Yeah.
So for many of our clients, so for most people, my job is, okay, you know where you are. Trust me. Most people know exactly where they are. But what they don't have is, where do you want to be? Literally, like I just said with the elite athletes, 3 weeks.
Right.
Oh, well, tell you what, in 3 weeks, let's make the goal of that for every day for 3 weeks that you drink clear water, say a gallon of clear water a day. That's all I'm asking you to do. Really, that's all? I can do that. Well, okay, let's go 3 weeks and let's just see if you really can
right,
do that.
Right.
I'm gonna call you up at midnight, you know, 11:50, and say, "Have you drank your gallon of clear water?" And you go, "Oh no, I haven't." So we have to. So let me just tell you, those last 10 minutes of that night are going to be a long 10 minutes as you gulp down a gallon of water. And so, what I think we need to start doing is helping people realize, okay, let's be realistic about
yes.
where you're going to be in
yes.
2 weeks, 3 weeks, 5 weeks. And you know what? There's nothing wrong. Amazing things can happen in a year if every single one of those 365 days is realistic and believable.
And that's part of the problem. For those of us who don't work with a coach, right, but we're coaching mm-hmm. ourselves, we never have this
right.
discussion with ourselves, but also we're not objective with ourselves. If I come to you and I say, "Dan, I want to squat 1,000 pounds," you're going to look at me and go, "You know, Carl, maybe if you started when you were in your 20s, that could have
yeah.
been a realistic goal, but at this point in your life, it's probably not realistic." Where if I'm coaching myself, I'm going to go, "I know I can do it. I know I can do it." There's no governor there. There's nobody saying, "Come on, let's pick a realistic goal. Let's not do something stupid here."
Yeah, and you know what? You just nailed it. I was about, you know, that's probably one of the biggest things that people, when they come away from the book, say is like, because one of the questions I do have is how old are you? You know, and even if you're an NFL player, you know, I train an NFL, 27-year-old NFL player the same way I train a 55-year-old man now. The difference is very subtle because, you know, once you hit a certain age in the NFL or Major League Baseball, your job is this fight against losing lean body mass and
right.
this fight against losing joint mobility issues. Those are the two pins. Those are the two keys, if you will. And what happens is, it's funny, like, your point is really good. In the book, I try to tell people this all the time. There's this kind of odd about 2 or 3 or 4 years in your athletic life where you really know if you're going to make it or not. And the funny thing is, so many parents push their kids too soon. And so many people push themselves too late. You know, like you just said. So the parents are making poor little Edna do year-round volleyball at age 7, and they're on these, "Oh God, every time I take a flight now, there's a bunch of little girls, all in the same universe," and it always says, their shirts always say elite, and then fill in the blank of what sport it is. Listen, folks, I mean, I'm not trying to brag, Carl, but I was a Division I MVP. I know what it means to be pretty dang good at a pretty high level. And let me tell you, you don't just slap the name elite on a t-shirt. If your parents are paying for you to get your name elite on a shirt, you're not elite.
Right.
Having said that, flip it over, the other side again. You know, I get a guy 41 who wants to, "I want to become a Highland Game athlete." And by the way, you can do that at a low level. "I want to learn the Olympic list." And by the way, you can do that at a low level. But then you have to take your ego and say, "This is something I should have done maybe a few days earlier."
Yeah, right.
You know, I don't know, somewhere around 18, you know, as an example. So those are the two. It's kind of funny because I like your clarity on this, Carl. Not a lot of people catch that. And so what you need to do is, and there's no question, hey, I can make you look better and feel better. But at the same time, do me a favor and let me walk with your goal set a little bit too.
Right.
I'm not saying, you know, let's get there. Let's be reasonable about this, okay?
Yeah, no, I agree. Look, we have to take a break. I've got lots of good questions for you. We're talking with Coach
sure.
Dan John. The book is called Intervention. It's a brilliant book, and you can get it at danjohn.net. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to Age Force. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new Age Force 8-Hour Delivery Multivitamin Patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Multivitamin Patch banner ad today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stone. Immaculate.
Welcome back. We're talking with Coach Dan John about his new book, Intervention. Okay, so a lot of the discussion we've been having around here at the studio, especially with my director of marketing, Stephen Lay, is about the endpoint being health or fitness or maybe a specific lift, like a 500-pound squat or a 500-pound bench or whatever it is. But fleshing out this endpoint and then...
Yeah.
Making some decisions to have the courage to follow it through. Now, with the heavy stuff, that's easy to muster up the courage. What I've found in my old cantankerous carcass is that it's harder for me to train for health because my ego keeps nudging me and going, come on, you could train harder than this, when I realize that the goal must remain the goal.
Yeah. Well, Carl, first off, health is best determined by blood tests. Health is best determined by, like, a good physical, you know. And that's why in the book I put a line in the sand between health and fitness. Health is the optimal interplay of the organs. So, if all your organs are going well and you're running. And really, we know statistically that it's wear your seatbelt, don't smoke. Learn to, by the way, both of us should practice falling and recovery. because 28,000 Americans in our age group die a year from falls and fall-related accidents.
Well, I got that one worked out. 2 years ago on Valentine's Day, I was making a left turn down what I thought was the hall of our home, but it wasn't. It was the door to our basement, and I went down the stairs at full speed, tumbling, banging. I ripped the railing off the wall, jumped up at the bottom of the steps, brushed myself off, and ran up. So I'm ready for the fall part.
Yeah, I tell you, statistically now, so don't smoke, wear a seatbelt, practice falling. But things like, I always tell people you should floss your teeth twice a day and see a dentist twice a year. That's the health stuff. Now, the fitness side, that's ability to do a specific task, and that's more like what you're talking about, this lift that you want to do. And the thing is, I always tell people, make sure that on your way to your fitness goals, that your health goals aren't being destroyed for life,
yes,
so to speak.
Thank you. Thank you.
And so what can happen is you might look like you might look like Mr. America, but inside you're rotting apart because of some choices you made.
Right.
You know, you might not be able to recover from that kind of thing. I mean, I'm not judging whenever I say the next few things, but like a lot of people who took ephedrine about a decade ago ended up with those bizarre sinus issues where basically they got the foreheads full of dried snot. Well, you know, okay, you might have looked like $1 million, but you're on a massive amount of antibiotics, and God only knows, I don't know how you get dried snot out of your forehead. It's beyond my pay grade right there, baby. But the thing is, okay, you look great. Well, we also know with ephedrine, it caused massive erectile dysfunction. So you're taking this drug to look better.
Who cares? Because if some chick picks you up, you're not going to be able to function anyway. I didn't even know that. That's amazing.
Oh yeah. Well, and so what happens is that's why I like to use that particular example, because it's just so wow, really? Because it's such a wow, really?
Yeah.
It's important to think about. So it's such a great way to think about health and fitness. You know, I have done some things in my life where I know, I've compromised my health. I wouldn't say the health. I've done some things as an athlete where I said, listen, for the short term, I'm willing to give up all this.
Right.
Just to, and get there. But you know what? For me, especially as a discus thrower, I'm going to do this. I'm going to give up all these things. I'm going to give up a social life. I'm going to give up a personal life. I'm going to just put all my chits in one spin of the wheel, and it worked out for me. I know a lot of people it hasn't.
Right.
So I think you have to. I hope your friends out there are listening. Health to me is one of those things that you really can never get perfect at, but you can kind of keep an eye. You want to be within a good range in health. You want to have your high, your HDL, you want that number to be kind of high.
Well, but let's talk about something else. And this was actually a discussion we had this morning here at the studio. You know, when everything is reduced down to the fact that aside from self-actualization, our dreams as a human of acquiring and being, we have one job on this planet. It's to live long enough to procreate and then to die. And that's it. That's the real mission of our species, period. End of story. So when you reduce things down to that, when you think about training, we all talk about how stress kills. Stress shortens telomeres. Stress does this. Well, what happens when you're training becomes the stress? And let me quantify that. I know that there is good stress and there's bad stress, but what happens when your training becomes the bad stress? What happens when you're obsessing the night before you have to squat because you know? What happens when you're pushing your body to that end point where the benefits of exercise are X and the negatives of stress are Y, and your workout is causing you to have a net negative effect on your body?
The nice thing is I don't see that as much as I did a few years ago, because I've pulled myself away from the communities that do that. I don't go to workshops anymore, and I try to ignore some. I was at just here. I'm in Alexandria right now, Virginia, I think. And I was at breakfast this morning with a guy who trains in this smash your face against the wall style of training.
Right, right.
The dude is wrecked. And then I found out we're talking, and also too, I'm 17 years older than him.
Does he look older than you?
he looks pretty beat up. I'll just say that nicely. We don't compare. We don't compare.
Right,
we're all
right.
We're all nice people here.
Right.
But yeah, it's and so you're absolutely right. You know, it's funny because you know kissing a pretty girl is stressful. It's called eustress. Eustress.
Right.
And so everything your body does usually is stressful at some later. But you're raising the big thing. Is your mouth and your ego writing checks that your body just
yes.
can't keep cashing?
Yes.
And we see it, I think I see it all the time. And the funny thing is that as I go over my career, and when I nailed kind of the more of a holistic thing, how would I say this? When I had my social life, my academic life, my personal life, my love life, my financial life, all pretty well done, that's when I was unbeatable as a discus thrower.
Really?
I mean, you know, yeah. And it's funny, and in the book I actually talk about it a little bit. Maybe this is the next book, but, you know, when the water heater breaks and you have no reserves to buy a new water heater, that's very stressful.
Right.
But when the water heater breaks and you're like, all right, no problem. I've got a couple hundred bucks. No problem. We're fine. Don't worry about it. That broken water heater. Now, how did I get to the point that I had that extra $500? Well, I got there because of something that's been rolling for 9 months, 10 months.
Right.
And I feel that, and I think in hindsight, we always see stupidity much clearer than we do as we're
doing it.
as we're halfway down the ski run, and so don't turn to your neighbor and say, "How do you stop these things?" You know. I think that's that's kind of what I'd like. You know, I kind of think that's where I'm at in my career right now. I'm the person who's trying to say, "Well, it's Jurassic Park."
Right.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right.
And the thing is, what we have to do with, especially in the area of training, you got to throw the should question in there all the time. And I'm not, you know, don't should on yourself, people. Oh,
yeah,
everybody
right.
Just hug each other. Look, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that, yeah, I know, and I'm the worst. By the way, I'm the biggest sinner there is here on Carl. But I really, I can do that? Oh, I'll go do that. I can do this, I can do that. But there comes a time in your career, especially if you have someone like myself, a coach or trainer, where part of my job is, right, that's a great idea. Let's do that 6 weeks. Let's follow the plan that you set up. Oh, and that's a big part of the book. Everybody's always doing these 12-week workouts. I rarely hear people finish it.
Yeah, right.
If you're going to tell me you're going to do a 21-day challenge, you're going to do that 31-day get-up challenge, a 21-day swing challenge, the 1,000 swings a day challenge, you're fine. Just finish it.
Right.
Do it from day with this thing called a velocity diet I did years ago. So many people can do day one. But sadly, it's 28 days.
Right.
And so just if you're going to do something stupid, by all means, do it. But go all the way through. And all those new ideas you get, just put those on your little
for when you're
countertop.
Yeah, for when you're done with this idea that you had.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do the 12-week squat program, but do all 12 weeks. And I tell you one thing. When you're doing the six sets of 6 day with 80%, let's sit down at the end of the workout and say, "Hey, remember you also want to do the swing challenge?" Let's get through the whole thing, then let's talk, okay?
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more questions for Coach Dan John. Go get the book, Intervention. Get it today. Go to danjohn.net. We'll be right back.
First time. time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntoBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntoBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntoBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomeres. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Regish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
Few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Coach Dan John about his new book, Intervention. Coach John, a tool that is used by a lot of strength coaches and coaches in general is the quadrant system, correct?
Well, they use it now, yeah. I mean, I only invented it about 2.5 years ago, so yeah, it's, I'll tell you one thing that's funny. I work with a lot of, in fact, well, how do I say it? Without bragging, I work with every kind of like major professional team, okay? You know? And one of the things they like the most isn't just the quadrant system, but the realization that at a certain age, everybody slides over what we call quadrant three.
Right.
Where really you're living this yin-yang relationship between getting strong and doing your technique. And what's good about that is it's, you know, everybody wants to be up there in quadrant two, you know, like a professional rugby player, a professional football player, you know, special operator. But even those groups at a certain age slide down. If you don't know how to, for example, shoot a rifle, and, you know, you're a special operator, you're not really one. So, you know, you should know what you're doing by about 27, 28. And so everybody slides over to the three, and that's the thing that most people like, is they go, okay, this is who I am, this is what I do. It gives great clarity. Oh, it has been life affirming.
Should we be living our lives in quadrant three according to the quadrant system?
I would say everybody listening, yes.
Okay. aside for the most elite athletes, right? I mean, they're obviously not living their life there.
Well, if you're like a 100-meter runner, if you're a 100-meter runner at the international level, you're so specialized, I can't help you. If you're an international Olympic lifter elite level, you probably and I can't even speak the same. We can't talk because we don't speak the same language.
Right.
NFL guys, yeah, I can help you. I mean, I can help you. You know, I can help that guy when he's in high school and when he's in college and the first few years in the league. But then it gets to a certain point that, you know, it's going to be pretty simple. So the idea is basically this, just for people wondering, you should go to the gym a couple, you know, 3-4 times a week, get strong intelligently, and then the rest of your time, you know, 2 days a week, you should shop intelligently for food. You should prepare good meals. And if, you know, you should probably store a couple of emergency meals here and there in your life. And so the bulk of your time should be on intelligent food preparation, intelligent recovery, like going to bed at a reasonable hour. And then a couple of days a week, you go after it in the gym.
And you've been a long time proponent of fish oil. I remember my first interview with you was probably a few years ago at least. And even back then you were saying, you know, and everybody should take fish oil. It was this non sequitur in the discussion. And then you were like, and everybody should take lots of fish oil. Are you still a huge proponent of fish oil? Especially now that it's so popular?
Well, remember, I was lifting weights when everyone said that would make me muscle bound and turn me into homosexual.
Right.
I mean, okay, ready? That's my fish oil right there. I just shook it in your ear.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, I tell you one thing. I did some blood tests recently, and this shocked me. So, fish oil is still my the other go-to supplement for me is orange-flavored, sugar-free Metamucil. I tell you what it can do for your blood and for other good issues in your body. But the funny thing is I got some blood tests done, and I take vitamin D, and I take a lot of it, and I don't take enough. And so
how much do you take, Dan?
Everyone, please, this is not medical advice. This is me.
No, I talk about, I take 10,000 IUs of D every single day. How much do you take?
10. Okay. I am now up to 10,000.
Okay.
And it's funny because I was low.
Do you take your vitamin D with a high fat meal?
Empty stomach.
That's the problem. That's the problem. And I'm telling you with complete unabashed assuredness. That's
really
the problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
You must take vitamin D with a high fat meal. It does not absorb well. And those who take it on an empty stomach, you might as well just throw it in the trash instead of taking it, because it's just going to come right out of you.
All right. I mean, it's funny because when I say empty stomach, then I eat eggs.
Then maybe I retract what I just said. But a lot of people take it on an empty stomach and don't eat. They don't eat anything for maybe a half hour or so, and you've lost the possibility of absorbing it.
Oh, okay. No, I'm okay. And my second blood test showed that. And here's the funny thing, man. I didn't think I was grumpy at all. I mean, I think I'm a wonderful person. I think I'm the joy, the center of the universe, the happiest person ever. I didn't realize I had my little swoons of depression. I had no idea. But, you know, I do. I feel the nice thing about vitamin D3, cheap.
Yeah.
I'm about to say drug-like effects, but yeah, drug-like effects.
No, it definitely does. And it's best to take it with vitamin A. And the reality is what I have transitioned to is taking cod liver oil for both my fish oil, you know, my omega-3s and my D and my A. And I take, I go through a bottle of Carlson's cod liver oil every single month, one whole bottle. I mean, I just drink, I drink it every morning. With my meal, whatever my first meal is, I just drink probably I fill up the back of my throat, so it's probably about an ounce, a shot glass of it.
What's funny is that look how far we've come to come back right back to what my mother told me to do.
Yeah, right. I know. Well, some of these things are absolutely, you know, have stood the test of time. They really have.
Yeah. Well, and you know, go to bed when the sun goes down. I mean, everyone talks about all these high end recovery things, and I constantly tell people, you got to turn the TV and the computer off.
Right.
So I'm still pushing fish oil, and it's funny because I push it because of its drug-like effects.
Right.
And it's so strange to even say that. But here's the thing. I think I mentioned this last time, too. With adolescent athletes, I've had some athletes get off those terrible drugs they give kids for zits. And so it told me that, now listen, if an adolescent's face clears up because of adding fish oil, I don't know why it happened, but that means I'm right and you're wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm right.
Yeah.
So, and the thing is, I had an athlete on this stuff called Accutane or something like that.
Accutane is synthetic vitamin A. Anybody who responds positively to Accutane just needs to take between 100,000 and 300,000 IUs of vitamin A a day for up to a month, and their acne will go away. Vitamin A does the same exact thing.
But you can never give blood after you take that easy.
Accutane, but not vitamin. You can give blood after you take vitamin A.
You make a decision in high school about your zits, and you can, I guess you can, as I understand it, never give blood again.
Oh, wow, you'll have trouble. They say that it causes birth defects in offspring for people who've taken Accutane. You give it to a young kid, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me about this. Tell me about this. And I'm asking you this both because of the chapter and yourself. Chapter 12 says, what do you lift in the weight room? What is meant by that? And what are you still lifting heavy, Dan?
Well, sure. Yeah. In fact, it's funny. This morning I was down working out. But the thing is this, there's two sides of this. Listen, almost every athlete I work with who's elite now, I mean, there's no question about it. Everybody lifts weights, right?
Right.
And so I start this conversation off like, hey, well, what do you lift in the weight room now? What I'm trying to get them to do is first tell me, well, I bench, and they always, because everybody bench presses. And then I'm listening for all the other numbers. And what I'm actually listening for is, okay, I've always had this little belief in, that your bench press, your front squat, and your clean should be around the same number.
Mm.
But usually when I work with athletes, I'll get, I bench 5, I power clean 225, and I don't front squat. But if I did front squat, I would front squat, 255.
Right.
So you got this guy who's completely out of, that's the simplest standard I have, by the way. What I want to hear, like, especially from a track and field athlete, is I bench press 315, and I power clean 315, and I front squat 345. See how that person is, even though that bench press is a lot lower, those numbers are kind of around the same area.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I'm listening for, then I'll follow up, and this is, of course, what the book then explodes, and I'll follow up, and I'll ask them, do you do anything like farmer walks or sled pulls? 10 years ago, the answer was always no. It's much better now. Do you squat all the way down, whatever, how you want to say it, butt to the ground? Usually the answer still is no, I go half. So just by adding goblet squats and farmer walks to most people's workouts, they instantly get better. Well, 3 weeks, but within a very short period of time, doing deep goblet squats and doing farmer walks or push a car or prowler or whatever you have, instantly they get better in 3 weeks. Because that's a gap. So there's two sides of this, and this will be a little unclear the first time you hear it, but there is what I call standards, and it's kind of fun because people are making these charts online from the book now. It's kind of fun to look at them, where they have, so if you have a big bench and a terrible squat because you never squat correctly,
right?
You've met the standard, so to speak, on the squat, on the bench, but you blew it off on the squat.
Mm-hmm.
And so the easiest way I can improve you is to raise your standard on the squat. And on the other hand, it's the gaps. And the real answer of a strength coach is to, this is your gap. You need to bring up your gap. And for most people, it's an absolute zero when it comes to things like loaded carries, farmer walks, sled pulls. It's an almost a zero when it comes to squatting, so you don't go very deep. So just by building up, just by addressing, okay, the standard, okay, you lift really well here, here, and here, but God, what are you doing in the weight room with that thing? And then the other thing is, and you're completely missing this. The other area of gap usually is what I call groundwork. You can do Turkish get-ups. Tim Anderson would have you do it rolling. Many of the martial art guys I work with, it's rolling. But are you spending any time on the ground and getting up, on the ground, getting up, on the ground, getting up? Very overlooked thing.
Really?
And for you, I wouldn't mind this to be a little cardio workout for you. I want you to get on the ground and stand up, get on the ground, stand up. Do it for a minute, do it with the heart rate monitor, and tell me what happens to you.
Wow, I'm going to try that. That's really good.
Yeah. So what happens is, I think getting on the ground and standing up is part of what a strength coach can help you be better out in the field of play.
Now, do I have to get on the ground and stand up in the same day? Can I get drunk and fall down and then get up the next day? No, I'm not kidding, Dan. Dan, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to open the discussion up to mobility. For a long time, I really didn't pay attention to mobility, but I'm starting to wonder if maybe that was part of the downfall. We're talking with Coach Dan John. The book is called Intervention. You can get it at his website, danjohn.net. Go there now during the commercial break while I do bodyweight squats. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Get ready, hey.
tomorrow is Tuesday, which means we will be doing a Blueprint Power Hour. Send your questions to onair@superhumanradio.com if you want Rob Regish to answer your questions during the Blueprint Power Hour. Right now we're talking with Coach Dan John. His website is danjohn.net. Dan, the whole discussion about mobility has been around for a long, long time now.
Sure.
I haven't invested a lot of emphasis or importance in it, and I'm wondering if that's been a mistake, especially as we age. What's your take on mobility, and how important is it, not just to the athlete, but to the weekend warrior like myself?
Sure. Well, let me give you two real quick million-dollar ideas, okay? First, flexibility is its odd cousin. So let me address the flexibility just for 10 seconds. For you and every single person listening, you're probably sitting in a chair too, it's hip flexors, hamstrings, pecs, biceps. Those are the four things I think most people need to stretch. I have a little thing I call the stony stretch. You can see it on my Q&A. It doesn't matter. But those are the only four things I recommend most people stretch. You do that YMCA stretch, you know, you make the big Y, and that'll stretch your pecs and the biceps. The hamstrings, most people know 1,000 of those. And, of course, a correctly done hip flexor stretch is gold. The reason I have to throw that in there is because most people hear mobility. When we say the word mobility, they think flexibility. Mobility is the ability to move around a joint. And let me add another thing. You know, one workout that I do, and this is a great one for you, Carl, and anybody, is you're 54, I'm 55. So what you do is you do a from top to bottom mobility thing. For example, you find a couple of decent neck movements. I like the neck roll and say that chicken, the packed chicken stretch, you know that one where you jut your chin forward. I'm doing it right here. You can't see me. So, but the number of reps you do is your age. So you do 55 neck rolls, 54,
chicken chins, whatever you want to call them, okay?
Whatever you call them. You would do 55 Egyptians. That you do that weird shoulder mobility thing.
Oh, yeah.
55 wrist rolls, and that's easy because you do them at the same time. 55 elbow rolls, 55 hula hoops for your hips, 55 knee rolls. Maybe stretch your feet out, 50, you know, the toes to the ground thing.
Right.
55 times. It takes you not terribly long, but the nice thing is, about once a week, it's a great little thing. I know some people who say you should do that every single day, but for myself, I don't like doing neck movements that much because, you know, I've got played football a long time, and, you know, so when I roll my neck too much, I get all those click, 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 and pretty soon I need to go get laid down and spend money on someone popping it all back into place.
Right, right.
But mobility is the ability to simply move freely around a joint. And the thing is, there are weightlifting movements that can contribute to that. That's why I've always been a big fan. I used to do this workout where once a week I did overhead squats, what I call a straight leg deadlift, a little different than a stiff leg deadlift. Dips are a wonderful one for this too. And for me, a full correctly done pull-up. Just those four exercises, and that was kind of my mobility flexibility day too. Because those four movements, for me, tend to promote overall body flexibility, overall body mobility. And so I think it's important somewhere in your program to circle, and I would suggest for most of your people, at least once a week, and maybe as you shade up past 60, doing a workout and a half a week of it. So you do a full, like what I just told you, okay, let's go 10, 11 years from now, Carl. So now you're 65. So you do 65 neck rolls.
Right.
And then like, one day a week. And the other day a week, you do, the neck rolls and stuff, but also with four, five, or six movements that tend to make you feel more mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it sometimes depends on the person. But for me, it just seems funny to say this, but a pull-up chin-up, correctly done pull-up chin-up, a dip, the straight leg deadlift and the overhead squat,
For many of your people in your audience, it could be a goblet squat would do that. Some would say a windmill, an old school style windmill, and movements like that. Just, you do those, that's your workout for the day. So yes, you're loading the bar. Yes, you're loading your body, but you're loading it with an eye on mobility. The one thing, and I'm not trying to sell kettlebells to you at all, but the nice thing about kettlebells is that there tends to be in a lot of the movements a mobility component to it, which sometimes will get lost. For example, if you're using just machines, and I got nothing against using machines,
right?
If you're a middle-aged, or if you're a person, downside of machines though is there's no mobility component to them, so you have to find some other tool to work them. The funny thing is that TRX thing, you know, a lot of the movements you do with the TRX, and I do stony stretches and stuff like that, a lot of their pulling movements are also lend themselves right in mobility work. So sometimes something like a so when people ask me, why do I have kettlebells, a TRX, and why do I teach Olympic lifting, it's because those three sneak flexibility into mobility and strength all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against machines, but they tend
the
to work.
Economy of time. Let's face it, none of us have all mm-hmm. day long to do separate sessions mm-hmm. of this, then that, then this, then that.
Exactly.
So if you can hit
exactly.
several of them in one shot, it makes perfect sense. So obviously,
yeah.
even something like the squat has a mobility aspect to it, as opposed to a leg press, for instance.
Yes, well, and that's why I push the goblet squat so much, because for many people, it's the first authentic squat they've ever done in their entire career. You know, they got their, you know, rear end basically on top of their heels, and they look at you and go, I didn't know I could do this. And
is that simply a result of the changing the center of gravity by putting the weight right there in front of your chest as opposed to on your back?
Well, that's part of it, but there's two secrets to the goblet squat. And the inventor, by the way, is one of the nicest people I know. If you ever get a chance, have him on your call-in show. He's a great guy. Dan John.
You stinker, you. Yeah. Okay.
And the other thing too is that your elbows are driving your knees out.
But hold on.
It's the skin on skin contact. When your elbows are touching your knees, literally your body says, we're safe, we're good. We'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, like body, so, it's actually leverages. You're dealing with tissue leverages at that point in time.
And don't forget, like I've had people do this before, if I hang a thread in front of you and you squat, a thread that can hold 2 pounds from the ceiling,
right.
you'll squat better because that thread is, I'm safe, it's fine. I've got this 1 ounce thread here.
Right.
You know, and so it's nice that weight out front is good, but then don't miss that skin on skin there that gives me the confidence to slide down. So yeah, the mobility. So if you ever come train with me, for example, we'll do a set of swings, one goblet squat, and then march in place. Now people, why do high knee march in place? And the funny thing is, it's because it's a mobility exercise,
mm-hmm.
and your heart rate stays up.
Yeah, and mobility, it's good for your hip flexors, right? When you met with the high knee march, I'm talking about.
Right, and so what you have built into the training program is you just, all of a sudden people are looking at you do these things, and it's like, well, I would prefer you actually do them before you actually comment on them. But when I try to train people, I always try to make it so that it is literally seamless. There is no flexibility time in the workout. There's no mobility. Is this hypertrophy or is this strength? It should be seamless so that when you finish the workout, you've done every human movement. You've done all your mobility. You've done all your flexibility. But you can't really say, okay, here's where we did that, because it should be sort of seamless, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It should be, everything should be incorporated to the point that you're just with me, and we're getting it all done.
Okay.
Getting it all done.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds great. All right, so the book is Intervention. It's available at danjohn.net. And if people want to train with you, they want a consultation, how do they reach you, Dan?
Well, go to danjohn.net, but if they want to train with me, that's usually out of people's price range. But certainly, if you have follow-up questions, I have a forum all over at davedraper.com. It's called the Dan John Q&A. feel free anytime to ask me questions there. Or you can just email me from the information on my site.
There you go.
But I'm glad to help out. But the problem is sometimes, you know, I hate to say it, but it is supply and demand, and there's only one pretty me. And
yeah, there you go. Hard to spread yourself thin, isn't it?
Well, I've already kind of done it, and I'm so committed to helping the military and then these professional teams that
can't do it all. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, I appreciate you making time to come on the show today. I think it's a great book.
Oh, absolutely.
And I hope people get something out of it. Go to danjohn.net today and get your copy. Dan, thanks a lot, brother.
Hey, anytime, unless, if there's more questions popping up to you, ping me again. I wouldn't mind coming in with follow-up anything, okay?
Okay, yeah, you know what? People can email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. Just put the name Dan John in the subject of the email, and we'll pass the questions on to Dan, and we'll have him back on so he can answer them directly. How's that sound?
Hey, that sounds great. Glad to do it for you. Never a problem. I always enjoy our conversations.
Thanks, Dan. Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. Talk to you soon.
Okay. All right, so there you have it. The book is Intervention, and you can get it at danjohn.net. Also want to thank Dr. Riley Enos for coming on and shedding some light on the new research on saturated fat. And I also want to thank you for taking the time to listen to Superhuman Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.